This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, the Pentagon is reviewing the use of fitness trackers in light of new security concerns. It all has to do with a map produced by fitness tracker Strava, which showed apparent troop locations and movements, which is not part of the plan. More on that in a moment, but first, these tech headlines. Apple is slashing planned production of the iPhone X, a sign of weaker-than-expected demand for the pricey handset. Apple plans to make about 20 million iPhone X's in the first quarter, down from roughly 40 million, according to the Journal. Apple declined to comment. It will offer its first report on iPhone X sales when it reports earnings Thursday for the 3 months ended December. Waymo is set to buy thousands of Fiat Chrysler's self-driving minivans. The move signals a large expansion of its robot taxi fleet as the company prepares to open its driverless ride-hailing service to the general public. And the looming presence of Amazon.com is spooking the healthcare industry again. Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and JP Morgan Chase announced they are forming a healthcare company to try to reduce costs for their hundreds of thousands of U.S. employees. The new venture will focus on ways to provide less expensive healthcare. Coming up, the Pentagon reviews the use of fitness trackers in light of new security concerns. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. The Pentagon is reviewing policies that let deployed troops to use devices like fitness apps that rely on GPS tracking. Why? A publication of a digital map online accidentally exposed information that could reveal where American troops are deployed or even precisely where they exercise overseas. Let's get right to the story. Joining us now on the line from D.C. is The Wall Street Journal's Gordon Lubold. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. So I want to see if I get this just right. It seems to me that this was kind of stumbled upon in a way. The short story is a researcher in Australia noticed that via a fitness tracker and some GPS mapping, you could kind of figure out where military forces are located, which is not good. What's the story? How exactly did this come to the spotlight for the Pentagon? It all has to do with a fitness app called Strava, right?
Right. And so Strava is an app commonly used by athletes and then typically integrated with, you know, apps on smartphones, but also wearable devices like Apple Watches, Garmin watches, and the like, Fitbits. Then just track voluntarily your running habits and your running routes. And so people, you know, put their settings on a certain thing in order for this information to be shared with Strava. But what the researcher found in Australia was that this was actually revealing places where different militaries, but including the U.S. military, revealed their presence accidentally.
Yeah, it's worth noting that these devices are often an important part of the military. And, it's this kind of all-consuming, data-driven tech that leads to this exploitation. And here we are. How vulnerable does this event leave us? Is there any official word from the Pentagon? Is this considered a sort of any sort of security breach? Is there any sensitive information compromised? What do we know?
Right. So what it is that the Pentagon is generally always mindful of what it calls force protection and operational security, which is, you know, where its forces exactly are. In some cases, we know exactly where they are, but in a lot of other places, we don't. And under the Trump administration, there's been less transparency even about the numbers of forces the U.S. has deployed to a place like Iraq or Afghanistan. The numbers are a little bit vague. But what this is more revealing of is the exact places where some of these forces, you know, train, patrol, run for exercise, but also reveals places where the Pentagon doesn't necessarily reveal that there's a true presence at all, say in places in Africa, that now this map shows, you know, that there are forces there. But I mean, it's interesting, like there was a different pattern shown on this map if you zero in on it. And, you know, in one case, there was a very specific outline, which later turned out to be the deck of the aircraft carrier, the Eisenhower. And so, and this was, you know, troops running around the Eisenhower. Now, that's not a secret place, but it just shows you how closely this mapping technology tracks where users are.
Could wearables ever be discouraged for this reason? Have they been?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, there are already directives within the military, depending on, you know, what unit and what they're doing, to not wear such things. I was sitting down at a round table with a senior Air Force officer today who noted that he never wears one of these devices. His is a regular old watch. In some cases, the troops would not wear such devices at all. I think in this case, the connection between troops, perhaps at an undisclosed location, doing training, doing patrols with the devices, paired with this, the revelation of this map, probably will prompt the Pentagon to review what troops should have what settings on their phones or not even wear these devices at all. This is definitely for a Pentagon that's very careful about, as I say, operational security and force protection. This is probably a bit of a wake-up call.
We'll leave it right there. Gordon, thanks very much.
Thank you.
For more details on Gordon's story, you can head to WSJ.com. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. If you like this podcast, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
Make tech news briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.